We're beginning now with our standing yoga postures. As in all of the yoga that we do, I encourage you to tune into your body and just be aware of what you're feeling. And if at any time you feel it's important for you to not do what I'm saying, follow your body. Your body is the most important guide to what we're doing here. In the moment, what are you feeling? It might be that sometimes you can do a posture and other times you can't. So just allow that to happen. And always in yoga, we're seeking to balance between a comfort zone, what feels all right to us in the moment, but also moving a little more than what we normally do. Not over an edge, not too far, but enough that we're beginning to stretch our body and our minds at the same time. And always in our sequence, what we're seeking to do is to be mindful. This is mindful movement with certain yoga postures. The first one, and the most important in many of the yoga traditions, is standing mountain. And the image gives us an idea of how we can feel as we're doing it. You want to bring your feet directly below your hips. You want your knees to be straight but not too rigid. You want your hips to be comfortably above your legs. You're going to stack your torso on top of your hips. And you're going to bring your head and shoulders and neck directly above your torso. One way to imagine that is to imagine that you have a string pulling your head up, just gently pulling it a little more than we normally do. And if you like, you can bring your arms out to make a V out next to your body. And as you do that, imagine, just close your eyes for a moment and imagine that someone is pressing in your hips, that hands are pressing in your hips, and that might help you to engage your core. The core is the part of us from our upper legs all the way up to our chest that holds us in place. And if you can feel that core, it will help you stand. And with your arms out, it might be easier also to imagine that you're in a mountain pose. Feel your breath moving in and out in your own rhythm. Allow the feeling of the mountain to give you a sense of dignity and self-worth. And when you're ready, just allowing your arms to come down and feeling exactly what your body is feeling right now. Are your mind and your body together? And if there are disturbances, just observe those. The next posture is to put your arms straight up, as straight as you can, and to feel this posture. And just as you did in the mountain pose, the key is to feel mind and body together and feel the breath flowing through your whole body, in and out, in a normal breath. If at any time it feels too uncomfortable to have your arms up, you can drop them. The main thing is to hold them up if that feels like the right thing to do with your body at this time. Being aware, perhaps, that maybe you want to do something different from the way it feels. Just accept that feeling and do what is natural to your body at this time. Bring yourself up to the edge of stretch, but not beyond it. A few more breaths, in and out, and letting your arms gently fall to your sides. Back into mountain. And again, just doing a scan. What is your body feeling like in this moment? The next posture is to bring your arms out to the side, parallel with your shoulders. And just bring them out and feel yourself in this T. Feel your arms, feel your body, feel your neck and head. Breathe through your whole body, in and out. And we have a variation that you might be able to do and you might not, and that is to simply bend your wrists up as far as is comfortable. This is one of the simplest looking postures and not one of the simplest to do. It can be a real stretch in that area of the body. If it doesn't work for you, you can keep your arms out straight, your hands out straight. If you need to drop your arms, that's all right. Just let it stay if that works for you. Bring your focus on body and breath. Be aware of your mind. Keep bringing yourself back to that deep connection between body and breath and mind. And gently let your arms float down. Being aware back in mountain of what your body's feeling like in this moment. In this next posture, I'd like you to raise just your right arm up as straight as you can and look up at your hand if that works for you. And feel the stretch. If you can, feel it from your feet all the way up through your body into the tip of your fingers. Feel your neck, be respectful of your neck, of how that feels in the moment. Being aware of breath in and out, mind and body. Simple awareness, simple acceptance of where you are in this moment. And letting that arm float down. And when you're ready, bringing the left arm up in the same position. And keeping your eyes up at your fingertips. Stretching, becoming aware of your whole body, and the strength of bringing mind and body together in this moment. The simple breath. And letting that arm float down, back into mountain, back home in this mountain position. Feeling whatever is present in your body at this time. In this next posture, I'd like you again to bring both arms up. And then, on an out-breath, bending to your right, something like the swaying of a tree, just bending, feeling yourself in that position, then coming back up right, then bending down to your left. And now, following your own breath, bending left and right in your own rhythm, and just feeling maybe the image of being a tree that's swaying in the breeze. allowing that feeling of breath to move your arms back and forth. Feeling the stretch in your sides, perhaps the trunk of the tree, back and forth. And then when you're ready, letting your arms gently float down into mountain position. This next sequence will be working with your shoulders. And we'll have four positions that we'll be doing. First, bring your shoulders forward. Next, bring your shoulders back. Next, bring your shoulders up. And now let them fall. And in this position, feel them all the way down. Some of us have a tendency to have tension in the shoulders. And this position of letting the shoulders fall, just feeling that posture, is such an important one to remember in your mind and body together. Now we'll go through this again. Bringing your shoulders forward, bringing them back, bringing them up, and letting them fall. Again, feeling that position as your home position. Again, forward with the shoulders, back with the shoulders, up with the shoulders, and then down. And then just doing that a few times in your own rhythm. And when you're ready, just feeling again what's happening with your mind and body as a result of these shoulder rolls. Now we're going to move into neck rolls. And if you have the sheet that we handed out, we're emphasizing that one of the positions on the sheet, mark number 12, we do not do. There's been some research that tells us that that might be dangerous for our neck. So what I'd like you to do now is take in a deep breath. And as you breathe out, let your chin fall to your chest. Then as you breathe in, move your neck up to the right. Breathe out and let your chin fall back to your chest. Breathe in, moving your neck to the left, and out back to your chest. So what you're doing is following a rhythm of in, breathing in up to the right, out to your chest, in rolling to the left, out to your chest, and doing that a few more times in your own rhythm. This is very valuable for the neck. A lot of us hold tension in our necks. So to do this, it really helps us and can actually help reduce neck aches and also headaches. Now, just moving yourself back to the mountain position and feeling that position and what's happened with your mind and body to this point. The next posture is another balance posture. So what I want you to do is I want you to reflect about it before you actually move into it. In just a moment, I'll ask you to stand on your left leg, put your right leg out, and your arms out. Left leg is your holding you to the ground, your right leg is up, and your arms are out, and you're balancing. You're breathing in and out and feeling this posture. And there's just dozens or hundreds of little adjustments that you're making to remain in this posture. breathing in and out and feeling the posture. And then coming back down to mountain. This time balancing on your right leg, bringing your left leg up and your arms out. And just feeling what it takes. And if you need to put your toe down to help you, whatever works for you to just play with and develop your balance a little more. Being aware of your mind. Some of us can be self-critical or angry if we're not doing as well as we did last time. Just allowing this posture of balance to help us be more connected, mind and body. And then coming back to mountain. Being aware of mind and body. The next position is going to be a squat. And I want you to move your legs out the width of your hips and have your toes pointing out a bit. I want you to breathe in. And as you breathe out, put your arms forward and bend at the knees into a squat. And you can hold that for a while if that works for your body. Go as deeply as you wish. And then come back up. Let the arms fall. And then let's do a few more squats in your own rhythm. And just one more. And then back to mountain position. This next posture is called tree. And there are three different ways that you can do this. When you're ready, I want you to stand on your left leg and put your right foot at your left foot or on your ankle or above your knee and put your arms out to the side. And this is another balance posture. If you want, you can bring your arms all the way up and clasp your hands together. The main thing is to feel all those micro movements. And imagine yourself as a tree, breathing in and out. And then bringing your foot back down and your arms back down into mountain posture. And now the other side. So you're going to stand on your right leg and bring your left foot either at your foot or at your ankle, or above your knee, but never on your knee. There's a danger to the knee if you put it on the knee. Having your arms out to the side, feeling the balance, feeling how your body is bringing you into balance. Out of balance, just come back in as soon as you can. And if you choose, bringing your arms up and holding on to your hands and becoming a tree. Feeling those little movements that you're doing. If you happen to fall, that's fine. You're the kind of tree that can be reconstructed. And bring yourself back into the position of your right leg down, your left leg on your ankle or wherever else it works, and your arms back up. Feeling that balance, the body, the mind, and the breath together, and then coming back into mountain. And these last few postures will be on the floor. If you have a block, you can use a block. This is a sitting position. You're sitting on the floor, and you're letting your knees fall next to you. And you're putting the bottoms of your feet together, and you're forming what some people call the butterfly position. And just let your feet come as close to your body as you can, but not force it. And then you're just going to let gravity pull the legs down. This is a way to help open up the hips. And you can sit in this position for a long, long time. We won't do that today, but if you wish to do this, sitting with friends, this is a wonderful way to open up your hips. And you can also, at the same time, use your thumbs and begin to massage the bottoms of your feet. It's another way to learn to relax in this posture. Breathing in and out, and sometimes when you're breathing out, you might find your legs going down just a little bit. It's this posture where gravity is helpful to us. And you can let your legs be the wings of a butterfly, if that's comfortable for you. Doing this for a while, just feeling breath and body and mind together. And now finally, moving into corpse posture, called Shavasana. Letting your heels be about the width of your hips. Letting your feet fall out. Having your arms next to your body, perhaps out 45 degrees, with your hands down or up, whatever works for you. And feeling your whole body. After the exertion that you've had, how does it feel? Where's your mind? Following the breath. We'll do a short body scan. Becoming aware of the top of the head as you breathe in. Just let that part of your body melt into the floor. Bring your awareness of breath and body together in the top of your head, centering your mind awareness at the top of your head. Beginning to be aware of the sides of your head and the back, where you're touching the floor or the mat. Breathing into the sides of the head and the top of your head. And now your face, your eyes, your nose, your mouth, relaxing your whole face, your whole head. Breathing in and out of your head. Relaxing the jaw if there's any tension there. Becoming aware of the neck as well. Breathing in and out. Bringing your awareness to the shoulders as well. head to shoulders. And now your upper arms, your elbows, your forearms and hands, from the tip of the head down to the tip of your fingers, breathing in and out. Allowing your breath to move in to the chest as well, and the lower torso in the front. Your belly, your chest, all the way up to the top of your head and into your arms. Breath, body, and mind. And now your back, the whole of your torso, back and front, the head and the arms. Including an awareness of your pelvic bowl. Breathing in and out. Your upper legs. Your knees. Your lower legs, ankles, and feet. Breathing in and out of your whole body. Becoming aware of all of your body at this moment. A full body scan. And if there's any place you're feeling tension, if you wish, if you can, releasing that and just feeling the body as one.